In the last episode, I celebrated 100 episodes, and I'm indeed grateful for it. And where there's a feeling of gratitude, there is always good that comes with it. I wonder if you can cultivate gratitude. I think you can. Perhaps by remembering or writing down things that you're grateful for, or even better, starting your day with a thank you for opening your eyes to a new day. In fact, anything that gets you started on a positive note is gratitude. But then, it is not just about expressing thanks for what you've received. It is equally important to express thanks and gratitude to others by just appreciating the small memories or the positive experiences you have with them too. That's going to make your day for sure. Besides, even in challenging and unhappy situations, there are small mercies to be grateful for. If you think back, even difficult moments and experiences would have contributed to your life or taught you valuable lessons. Cultivating gratitude is simply about finding the way forward in those lessons, even in the midst of challenges and the unhappy. They say positive affirmations help. Affirmations are meant to focus your mind on what you want to achieve or manifest. And using positive language keeps that focus on your goals. The brain, they say, listens to what you say and processes it exactly like you say it, and influences your subconscious mind to react to it. It is rather impossible to avoid using negative words in affirmations. I always find it difficult to avoid words like no and not in trying to frame the affirmations. I'm sure you do too. And like me, worry about whether it'll backfire. But let me tell you that affirmations work irrespective. And there can be situations where using words like not or no may be necessary and even appropriate. And so be it. Just so long as you remain positive and it resonates with you personally. No harm done, because you do know that the effectiveness of affirmations always varies from person to person. Well, expressing gratitude has been working well for me. Go ahead, challenge those unhelpful thoughts today. I'm Hira, and I'll catch you again next week with another thought to rewire life in 1.5 minutes. Namaste.